Tuesday. We're 2 days away from Thanksgiving. What a great time of year. Food, family, football. The three F's here, though. And then tomorrow, we're out and about to wrap the week early because of the holiday weekend. Football Friday and a Wednesday with Alta Equipment at Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace. So please, come by and see us. You're getting done with work at noon anyway. Let's face it, it's a holiday week. Finish up, come over, have some food, have some drinks, some cocktails, some beers with us. 29-degree ice-cold man-sized mugs. What else could you want? World Cup games will be on. So hang with us tomorrow as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Oakbrook Terrace with Alta Equipment for another Football Friday on a Wednesday. We got a lot to get after today.
Yeah,
Bears
we do.
News, Justin Fields and his shoulder. I wouldn't be shocked one bit if it prevents him from playing this Sunday.
Yep.
I don't know that Zach Wilson's going to be playing for the Jets. Robert Saleh wouldn't commit to him. They got their own problems there. But the Bears have a problem now with a bum shoulder on Justin Fields.
I'm not worried about the New York Jets and what their issues are. The Big Apple can cry all day and all night. Nobody cares. The Mets stunk in the playoffs.
Yes,
the Yankees stunk in the playoffs. And so they've got to focus on their football teams. The Giants have been exposed as being the pretenders they are because the Detroit Lions went walloped them. The New York Jets thought they were a playoff team, but without good quarterbacking, does it even make a difference if you get there? Great defense, solid defense.
Great defense.
It's not going to make a difference.
I agree.
The Bears legitimately can go in there and win this game. I don't know if it's going to be with Justin Fields. Now, the news broke yesterday late, right?
What time
did this come down the pipeline?
Late in the afternoon, yeah. I feel like. It was,
who's the guy?
Rappaport?
Yeah, that's who it was. Rappaport. Comes down that he actually dislocated his shoulder. If that's true. And notice I've got the italics up, Carm. If that's true. If that's true, that means the labrum was compromised. That's the suction cup. Okay? That holds the shoulder in place. Okay?
Yep.
That's the suction cup. If it's been dislocated, that suction cup has been disturbed. It's been compromised. And if that's the situation, there's a more than likely chance that given any type of force that you're going to have on that, that it's got a chance to go ahead and do that again.
You have dueling, not banjos, but dueling NFL insiders right now.
Right.
Because last night on Countdown, before the Monday night game, Adam Schefter reported that Fields is day-to-day with a left shoulder injury that he's being told is not a dislocated shoulder.
Well,
so you have two very respected guys with a lot of good info. One says he's got a left shoulder dislocation. The other saying he's day-to-day and he's injured, but it is not a dislocation. Interesting.
Looks more like a separation or an AC injury to me, Carm, in the thousands of shoulder injuries that I have witnessed over the course of time.
What was the worst you ever did to your shoulder?
Nothing. I never had any issues with my shoulders whatsoever. Never had a problem.
Okay.
Okay, in the thousands of shoulder injuries that I've seen, what happened to him looked like it could be an AC injury and or a shoulder separation, depending upon how much, what degree. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I didn't see a type of injury that would dictate to me that it could be a shoulder dislocation. But if somebody comes out there and says they've got information from inside that it's a shoulder dislocation, then that theoretically is what it is. I'm telling you, the labrum's compromised. And without a harness on there, and it's the non-throwing hand.
Non-throwing
shoulder. But you saw what that harness did to Anthony Miller when he tried to play with it.
Yeah.
It is grotesquely uncomfortable because it has to strap across the chest.
Mm-hmm.
A little thing going to the arm, holding that left arm down so you can't have it function as it normally would.
Wow.
Yeah.
Tough to play that way,
Tough to play. You know, maybe as a right-handed quarterback, you can get away with it as long as you're not getting hit. Yeah, I have a feeling this guy's going to get hit come Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, even if you say, well, he's a right-handed quarterback, having your arm and shoulder sort of partially immobilized.
Right, left shoulder, yes.
You know, like, I could.
You want to stop it from going above your shoulder.
Right.
So that's
what
it's doing.
If he's got to break away and break. I mean, there's so many variables.
As long as it's below the shoulder, he can do it.
Okay.
But if he wants to raise it, that's what stops it from raising. When you raise it and you get it up and you sublux it, that's where it might want to pop out again. So that's what it stops you from doing.
We wait and see now, Yurko. This line's been weird. It went from like 3.5 out to 6 because people were assuming that Justin Fields wasn't going to play.
And now they might be going to Mike White in New York. And
Mike White? Yeah. Former coach Mike White for the Fighting Illini?
He's not the former coach.
Oh, my.
They might be. It's his nephew. They might be going to Trevor Siemian here. So that line now is back down to 4.5. The Bears are a 4.5-point underdog. Here was Matt Eberflus yesterday when he met the media. What's the latest on Fields' shoulder?
Yeah, so right now it's – obviously you guys know the injury report comes out Wednesday. And right now it's day-to-day. We'll see where he is on Wednesday. So we got time, and we'll see where it is and go from there.
It's a classic coach answer, isn't it? Have you ruled ruled out Fields' injury being season-ending?
We have not ruled that out at this point. We'll see where it is on Wednesday.
That's a little telling, maybe, because if a doctor were to rule it out, they probably would come out and just say,
yes, they would.
No, he has not been ruled out. That's a little problematic. Do you believe that he can play on Sunday? Here's Eberflus.
Oh yeah, no doubt. No doubt. He's in a backup role, and I certainly...
Talk about Justin, not Trevor.
There was confusion.
Oh, yeah. We'll see where it goes day to day. We'll see. We've got to evaluate it, you know, on Wednesday, and then we'll see where it is from there.
And that was all because there was a little confusion. He wasn't sure whom they were asking about at the time. He thought maybe they were still, because a question had been asked about Trevor Siemian. So we might see Trevor Siemian, and that's not no disrespect, but not nearly as fun, I don't think.
So your improvement stops today. If you're not taking, if you're not practicing, you're not doing, you can learn a little bit on film. Mm. You know, some guys can. Some guys can learn by watching. So we'll see. But the improvement usually would stop right now.
Yeah, and if you're not playing and practicing, that's where you're at.
Yeah. You got a quarterback with tremendous skill.
Yes, they need to...
Best running quarterback in the history of the NFL, and he won't get a chance to break the record.
You need to see, this is all you need to see, I should say, as to why you have to be careful with these types of things, though. He is exciting, he's fun, he's dangerous. It's why we have been saying for weeks, as much fun as it is no way to sustain any sort of long-term successful offense. Justin has to continue to get better... throwing the ball. This offense has to get more explosive downfield. He's got to be a little bit better in the pocket. He's got to trust what he sees a little bit more. He's got to do all those things because you can't just keep running your quarterback because this is what happens. It is. And not only, forget about the shoulder. He looks like that game Sunday, and going back and I watched, and I'm not totally done with it yet, but was watching the All-22. Everything looks different. He's talked now for 2 weeks about his legs being sore. And his body being a little beat up and being tired. And you saw his hamstrings getting worked on the sideline. The shoulder injury aside, a quarterback could be a pocket quarterback, take a bad hit and separate his shoulder. I get it. But the accumulation of all this running, having to carry such a heavy workload and bear the brunt of what you're doing mostly on offense here for about the last month, it all is starting to accumulate. Justin Fields is like in the prime of his life. In the absolute peak physical prime of his life, and the last month has taken a toll on him. What do you think that means? Like, this is not a sustainable way to run an offense, and that's why we've been saying that. And he's going to have to. This whole offense, it's not just on Justin. He's got to get better at some point.
Man, it's 11 games, Carm. This thing normally was 16 games. Now it's 17 games.
Well, I'm just saying, in the last month alone,
I got you.
All the running.
I'm trying to tell you that.
100%.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, it is not a sustainable thing.
It is not.
The scramble is great. You gain positive yardage. You get some key third downs. But if you think you're going to sit there and run your quarterback 10 plays on design plays.
A game.
170 for the year. And you think he's going to find a way to survive.
There's no way.
I wish you luck.
I'm with you here.
I wish you luck.
There's just no way.
There's a reason Brady survived for as long as he has. And it's because he's not running. And there's a reason Aaron Rodgers has survived as long as he has, because they don't run. They don't want to run. Brett Favre had a lot of rushes early in his career, looked later in his career. No. He didn't want to run either. He wanted to do damage with his arm.
They all figure it out, right?
Of course they do.
Yeah. My body can't take it.
You only have to get walloped 3-4 times I'd rather stay here.
Yeah. So this is going to bear watching over the course of the week and in the coming weeks. You know, the Bears have two more games and then they hit their bye. Does Justin Fields get the next 3 weeks off to try to rest that shoulder? You would love to still see him play this year, because I think you made an excellent point.
I think we have to wait till tomorrow.
You don't want the development
to stop. Yeah, we have to wait till tomorrow to find out, because Eberflus does want to tell you until he has to tell you.
He's not going to say much.
Yeah. And it's not like it's going to make a difference. Yeah. The New York Jets know who's coming to town. Everybody's been getting healthy on the Chicago Bears, so why wouldn't the next team get healthy on the Chicago Bears?
Every defense is probably licking their chops when they see the Bears' offensive line coming to town. I am far from an expert.
Should break that all 22 down?
I'm telling you, the O-line, and maybe this is a little recency bias here because it's like, we watched it Sunday. I'm watching some of it yesterday. That's the worst I've seen the O-line play in weeks and weeks and weeks. Maybe the worst they've played all year. Waddle and I were texting about it this morning. He can give you some more detailed breakdown, but it doesn't even take a genius to look and say, well, wait a minute. This is a four-man rush with a five-man protection. You've got five to block four. And like Yurko said yesterday,
simple stunts.
Riley Reiff and Michael Schofield are veterans in this league.
Right.
Like you've never seen a TE stunt before?
Never. Not once.
What? Yeah. You've got five guys to block four, and you can't block that up? That's bad.
It's not complicated.
It's not. Against the D-line, it doesn't bring a lot of pressure, and the Jets do. So they might be Justin Fields, Trevor Siemian, bring it on. They might just be looking at the tape of that O-line saying, oh, here we go, baby, licking their chops.
Yep.
Queen and Williams could be licking his chops right now.
Oh, are you kidding me? He's got, when it turns green, he's straight to the quarterback.
He's that, when you're feeding the dog yerk and the dog hears you going into the bag. That's Queen of Williams.
He's a top fuel dragster getting ready, looking at the tree for it to go green. And he is getting ready to get off the line of scrimmage and coming at you.
He's licking those chops right now.
Yeah, poor Trevor Siemian.
Oh, man. You better get your running shoes on, Trevor. Meantime, in New York, this was Robert Saleh yesterday, non-committal when it came to Zach Wilson. So who knows which starting quarterbacks we're going to see Sunday afternoon in the Meadowlands.
Just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
That's the first time you suggested that, left it open a little bit. Or I think it was about 3 weeks ago where you said he's your starter for the remainder of the season, barring injury. What's changed?
I've got to be able to sit back. I think we all got to be able to sit back and just look at what's best for this organization and this team. And, it's not all about the quarterback. I want to be very, very clear. It's not all about the quarterback. There's a lot of things that we can do better as coaches. There's a lot of things that the O-line needs to do better, receivers, running backs, tight ends, play caller. There's defense, everybody, special teams.
So he's trying to bail him out a little, but at the same time, not a ringing endorsement. It's 20 games now for Zach Wilson. He has started 20 games. He's not even completing 56% of his passes, and he has a quarterback rating of 70.7. He has been downright awful. They've had some big injuries on their O-line, too. They've lost both their starting tackles throughout the course of the year, one in training camp, but it has not been good, and I wouldn't be shocked one bit if they make a change there either. 312-332-3776. Your thoughts, Justin Fields, how the Bears are going to handle this? Do you give him 3 weeks now? Tomorrow's going to be an interesting day, like Yurko said, when they do get back on the practice field ahead of Sunday's game in New York. We'll take your Bears calls. Lots to talk about. We want to kind of spray it around a little bit. The Niners looked impressive last night. The Bulls bounced back and looked pretty good against the Boston team that came in red hot. And we want to talk about the U.S.'s draw against Wales and look ahead to Friday's big game against England a little bit. So we're busy. It's Carmen and York. We'll be right back.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Carmen and Yurko with you at home or in your office.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Yurko was distracted yesterday watching soccer. I'm distracted today eating Peace Pizza.
It's good.
It's one of my favorite. And I haven't had Peace in forever on North Avenue. Billy Zurichat, our buddy, did one of his charity pies there for MS. He makes food all over town. Pizzas, burgers, sandwiches, and all these great restaurants and restaurateurs that have partnered up with him to donate money to muscular dystrophy.
Pretty amazing what he's done. Like, he's basically made another career for himself.
Excuse me, muscular dystrophy is the charity that Billy donates to. He's been incredible. He really has gotten to be a whiz in the kitchen. And Bill Jacobs and the folks at Peace Pizza on North Avenue did the Trip and Billy pie. I saw Bleck and Abdallah ordered it up over the weekend. I think it was Friday or Saturday night. They were posting pictures on social. They ordered it from Peace. So I was like, man, we haven't had Peace forever. So we got some pies today. So I'm a little distracted. I want to finish this piece, but I'll be a radio pro and I won't do it.
Is there another soccer game at 1 today? Or
there is. Yurko said it's not.
Of course there is.
What is it?
Yesterday I was paying attention to the soccer game. today, I don't know who's playing this afternoon, but it's not going to distract me. That's all I'm saying.
You got up early and you watched Argentina.
I watched Argentina lose this morning to Saudi Arabia.
Crap the bed.
Well, I mean, they had chances. They had
three
opportunities.
Goals, right? In the first half, they were
all offsides.
Back.
All offsides. They were offsides, yeah.
Every one of them. How do you get offsides three times?
Well, they got one. I believe they scored the first
goal. They scored a penalty kick.
Yeah.
They did. The game coming up, Yurko, is France-Australia. Do anything for you or not really?
No. Not really.
All right.
Not really. France should handle Australia quite easily.
It won't be as even distracted.
But I'm saying it shouldn't be a contest. Well, it used to be I was a little fan of Australia because there's a lot of Croats that have immigrated to Australia, and a lot of Australians' team was made of Croats, but that has kind of worked itself out of the system.
What happens here for Argentina going forward? I mean, they win their last two, they go through anyway. It's not
like
a, not
a shock. Croatia beat them last year in the group stage 3-0 in the second game.
Mm.
They went on to win. I think Iceland was in their in their area last year. It was Iceland and somebody else, and they ended up winning the other two games, or they tied one and won one. Whatever, they ended up getting through, and they end up in the group stage. This does not, you know, end it for them. They've got to play Mexico and Poland.
Okay.
So if they beat Mexico and Poland, and they should beat Mexico and Poland,
they're the class.
They end
group,
up
right?
with six. Yeah, they end up with 6 points, and they should go through. Right now, Argentina's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia's at the top. They've got three plus. There were what was the final score of that game? 2-1.
2-1.
So they're plus one, and Argentina's minus one. And the other two teams are at 0-0.
They drew, right?
Zero, goals scored is the second tiebreaker.
Mm. All right, so they've got
just
a goal,
remember
which is
that
good.
They've got a goal, which is good. Right. But if they get 6 points, that means they're going to stop Poland from getting three more, and they're going to stop the other team. So the most points they can, the other two teams can get is four.
Okay.
So I mean, you know, if they lose to Argentina, the most they can get four. They've got six, and there you go. So now they've got to find a way. Actually, they're competing for me. The other two teams, Poland and Mexico, are competing against Saudi Arabia to see who's going to finish second.
Got it.
Because I think Argentina comes back after that, and they beat the next two teams easily, Poland and Mexico. They sit on 6 points, and they get through.
I hope for my 6-1 Argentina to win it all ticket. We'll see. Yurko will be up early watching his Croatia side tomorrow. That
Morocco.
Game's at 4 a.m., Croatia versus Morocco.
Morocco.
I'm going to try to get up. I can't promise, but I'm going to
try. I was up this morning for this one. Set the alarm, went and sat on the edge of the bed.
Yeah?
And boom. And I got like a bed, but I got like a place where you can kind of sit on the edge, a wooden edge.
Yeah.
So I sat on that and just watched the game.
The whole game like that?
Yeah, the whole game like that. Wow. Halftime, I got up, I went down and made myself some tea.
Did you?
Yeah. Tea with a little bit of honey.
I didn't know you were making tea.
Well, when it gets cold out like this, rather than coffee, I like to drink tea.
Wow.
Yes. I'll still drink coffee.
Of course.
I'm not against it, but I'll have tea. Yeah, so listen, this is just in its infancy stages. What things look like right away with initial losses don't matter. If the USA comes back and wins their next two games, what does the USA have?
Well, yesterday...
7 points, and they're going to get through, and it's not going to be an issue.
Yesterday felt a little bit almost... I mean, I know it was a draw, and it wasn't a terrible result, but it felt bad in the 82nd minute to commit... such a silly foul on a player that was in a what you would call a non-threatening position. Gareth Bale's back was to the goal, 18 yards away. I don't know. It seemed like very undisciplined to me committing that kind of penalty.
Well, you go to ground in the penalty box, there's a chance bad things can happen.
Not good.
Don't go to ground.
Yeah, not good at all. Just a non-threatening position, and sure enough, Gareth Bale with a pretty nice strike.
Yeah, a laser beam. Robert Lewandowski, the guy from Poland, had a penalty kick, and he did not strike the ball the way it needed to be struck.
It was slow.
And it was blocked.
And it was. The Mexican keeper blocked it.
Yeah.
Poland had a great chance there in that second half.
They saved themselves a point.
Yeah.
They saved themselves a point. Mexico did.
All right, so now we turn our attention to Friday, right? They got to try to go out and play. If you can get a draw against England, is that...
Yeah, a draw against England gives you 2 points with a chance to beat up on the final team in their group, which is Iran. But you're going to have to score some goals against Iran. At least you're going to know how many goals you'll have to score.
Right.
But if you can get through with five, you end up with 5 points, I think that's enough to get you through in second place.
All right.
But that's what they've got to do.
I defer to Yurko.
That's the challenge.
World Cup and how they get out of these.
I mean, there's only so many points you can get. There's six games you get played, 18 total points.
Right.
That's what's available, 18 total points. If you win the games, one gets three, the other one gets zero. If you tie, it's 1-1, so it's actually even less points.
Hmm.
Once you get tied, now there's not 18 available, there's 17 available. So, I mean, that's the beauty as you go about the business of seeing who's going to finish first and second.
All right, this we have something special for today during the holidays. We're officially kicking off the holiday season. Thanksgiving is in a couple of days. Kick off the holiday season by giving the gift of White Sox baseball for 2023, Yurko, with a holiday pack. You can get 6 ticket vouchers redeemable for more than 60 games. How about that? During the 2023 season. So you'll be able to choose from a lot of games. 75% of the home games. That's not a bad deal. Visit whitesox.com/holidaypacks for more info. That's whitesox.com/holidaypacks and order that up for the White Sox fan in your life this holiday season. That'd make a nice gift. To show our appreciation and our love, we've got one of those packs to give away today. So before we're out of here at 2, before Crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvia 2, we will give away one of these packs that we're talking about where you will have the 6 ticket vouchers redeemable, like I said, for more than 60 games. Merck made the point, hey, if you just want to go by yourself to 6 games, pick 6 games and go. Or you could pick one game and take 5 buddies, you know, however you want to do it.
Yeah, whichever way.
Whichever way you want to do it.
Figure
it
out.
How do you get tickets out, Carm?
We'll do trivia later, Merck. How's that?
That's fine.
We'll do trivia.
Do you like it?
Merck and Charlie are with us today. Black was in earlier. For Cap, Abdallah's off this week. Tyler Aki's going to do the Black and Abdallah show from 6 to 8 tonight. So we got Charlie Bevins and Merck on the other side of the glass. And we'll do some White Sox trivia, Merck, before 2. That's how we're going to do it. Let's go to Al in Portage Park. What up, Al?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
A couple things. Wanted to chime in about Justin Fields, and then I did have a soccer question for Yurk for World Cup. But with Fields, do you guys remember last year, didn't Baker Mayfield have a similar injury to the non-throwing shoulder, and it really
I believe he did.
Didn't work out?
I think he played with a harness for most of the year.
And it affected him.
He's bad anyway, but it made it even worse.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree, Al.
Yeah. Yeah, made it worse, and who knows if it was a residual effect to this year. So,
yeah.
You know, for all you guys, you fans, Bears fans everywhere, I hope they sit Fields for a few weeks or, you know, even the rest of the season. Don't put this guy out there in harm's way if he's got a shoulder. It'll be silly.
Yeah. What's your meantime, you know, Al gets to say you Bears fans because he's a Kansas City fan.
Right, yeah.
Well, how nice it must be.
Celebrating, yeah.
My God.
Guys, it is wonderful, but I've been a Chiefs fan for a long time, so I had the terrible years, too.
With Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson, and the awful years with Montana and Marcus Allen and Marty Schottenheimer.
You bastard.
And Neil Smith. God, they were just miserable. You had Will Shields. Oh, what are we going to do with an all-pro lineman? Yeah.
Derek Thomas.
Miserable years.
But, Yurk, remember all the heartbreaking losses in the playoffs.
Well, the Marty Schottenheimer years.
About
he's
that,
right
Jared,
about that.
Though?
Yeah.
What about all the heartbreaking playoff losses?
Well,
I got 30 teams. No, not 30. I got maybe about 18 teams in the NFL that would like to have just one heartbreaking loss.
I think
much less all the heartbreaking losses.
The Marty Schottenheimer years come to mind for Al. Sure. What's your soccer question for Yurk? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So Yurk, Croatia. Do we have a shot at this? And I say we because I put a couple shekels, 49-1. Seemed like a pretty nice number.
Yeah, I got them at 50-1, so you and I are in the same neighborhood. They've got to play perfect football. I anticipate them getting through the group stage. And if you remember back to the Euros, they had to play Spain. Spain went up on them 3-1. Croatia came back, they tied it, they scored 3-3, and then they went into extra time. And they were on the doorstep, ready to score a fourth goal to go up 4-3. They kicked it straight into the goalie, and Spain came back and scored twice and ended up winning 5-3 against the Croatian side. I think they're going to qualify for the group stage, but the problem is it's going to be a juggernaut trying to get there, you know, trying to get to the final. So I bet them. I bet Serbia. I bet Uruguay. So Serbia, I've got Uruguay, three long-shot bets there. Yeah.
Al, thanks, buddy. We appreciate you listening.
And I'm telling you right now, Serbia's a live dog.
Yeah.
Against Brazil. They opened up with Brazil in the first round. They are a live dog going up against that team.
Okay.
You heard it here first. Yeah,
I trust you with this stuff.
You heard it here first.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Since 1990, so, and we'll include this year, Yurko, that's 33 seasons. Would you say the Chiefs have made the playoffs in more than half of those seasons?
Say it again now.
In since 1990, like how many times do you think the Chiefs have missed the playoffs?
Since 1990?
Yeah.
I'd say 1990. We're talking about 33 years.
33 seasons.
33
seasons.
And
they're going to make it this year, so I'll count this year.
So yeah. Count this year.
How many years did they miss the playoffs?
I think they've missed the playoffs 13 times.
14.
Yeah.
That's it.
Have they missed under Andy Reid?
The first year Andy was there, they went 9-7. I'm sorry. Andy's second year, they went 9-7 and missed the playoffs. Other than that, he's never had a losing record in Kansas City.
That's pretty good.
Right? Yeah. 2013 was Andy's first year. He went 11-5, 9-7, 11-5, 12-4, 10-6, 12-4, 12-4, 14-2, 12-5, 8-2. Missed the playoffs once under Andy. And there were some lean years with...
who was coaching?
Dick Vermeil had a couple of years there. Yeah. So did our guy Herm. But other than that, like, they were always good with Schottenheimer. Yurko was talking about in his era when he played in the 90s. They always choked in the playoffs.
I played them in 93.
They were always good in the 90s. They've been great for this run with Andy. You know, they had a few years where they still popped and made the playoffs with
I played against
Vermeil and Edwards.
Joe Montana and Marcus Allen, and they were both on Kansas City, and it was 1993, I believe.
Yeah, that was
played in that year. They 1993 lost, season.
They went 11-5, Yurk. They lost the conference final that year.
To Buffalo.
To Buffalo. Must have been 93. Yeah. Must have been Buffalo.
90, 91, 92, 93. Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
They lost to Buffalo.
They were an 11-5 team.
Yeah. And they beat us there. Neil Smith was there. Yeah, Dave Zott. Timmy Grunhard. You know, he went to St. Rita or St. Lawrence, one of the two Saints out here.
Neil Smith was good.
Yeah.
Think about Derek Thomas and Neil Smith and that crew. Oh, my God. Derek was probably a little bit. I don't know how much overlap they're tough.
Dan Salamalu. Remember him? He was the nose tackle from the Isle of Tonga.
Mm.
Yeah, they had a good team.
The good old days, Yurko.
They had good secondary. Oh, it's old home week.
Look at this.
How are you, Mikey?
Our good friend Mike Martin.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. Happy.
He does look like a college professor,
doesn't he? He hasn't
changed. He's got that old jacket on. It's probably one of his students next to him.
He looks good.
Look at him.
Yeah. Mike Martin. It's nice to see old friends on Thanksgiving holidays.
Happy holidays. Absolutely. And happy Thanksgiving. That's for sure.
All right. Bears.
State Street to Great Street, Carm. That's what we see sometimes.
It's all decorated. It looks nice. Bears, World Cup questions for the good kid. 312-332-3776.
And some random drilling every once in a while that you'll hear in the background.
Why not? It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Follow at Carmen DeValgo and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You see who almost broke Twitter and the internet last night?
I did not.
Jimmy Garoppolo, when he was walking into the stadium in Mexico City.
Jimmy G.
With that suit. I don't know what color you call that. Mauve, maybe?
I didn't
see
it. Yeah. Nice mauve
suit. Oh, you
didn't
see this?
Well, I didn't see him walking in. I was waiting for the game to start before I tuned in.
The internet, Yurko.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Man, the son of a bitch really is handsome, isn't he?
We talk about that a lot, Carm, especially you. You really are enamored with the guy.
People were going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Hoodie
were they going nuts the way he played?
Well, look, Jimmy played pretty
well. I mean, they should be going at nuts at the way he played. I don't know why people. I don't know what people don't like about him. Is it he's so handsome?
Check down Jimmy, and he's so handsome.
Check down Jimmy. Interesting. Check down Jimmy. That's what they call him. All right.
If you're the Jets, you're taking a look at him this offseason, right?
They should have been taking a look at him, period.
Who?
If you're the Jets.
Jets.
Oh, the Jets? Yeah.
That's Matt LaFleur's brother, so that's that Shanahan system.
Yeah. Well, you know what everybody's already talking about? Like Brady making his way out to San Francisco. Why are they always trying to replace him if he's so good? And I'm not saying he's not good. I like Jimmy G. I don't love him like you and Waddle do necessarily.
Is he or not the savior of San Francisco right now?
Can you imagine?
Is he or is he not?
Like, in the limited sample we saw Trey Lance this year, and it's a little hard to judge him. I'm sorry, last year it was impossible to judge him in the rain that they were playing in.
Yeah, not
like,
good.
What if Jimmy did save their season?
He did,
but they can't wait to replace him again next year.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they say until they get to see what they actually have, and what they actually have, they have no idea who Trey Lance is.
No,
and I wonder who
try to get Jimmy.
I wonder who really wants Trey Lance.
I don't know. How badly would
they go? Is it Kyle Shanahan?
No, it doesn't sound like
it. Is it John Lynch?
No.
Or is it Jed York that wants him?
Sounds like the owner from a few things we've heard.
Oh, boy. That's never good for an organization.
Never good.
When the owner starts to put his fingers into the mess, it's not good.
When Lance was drafted, and we all kept saying, like, man, we really kind of trust Shanahan's eye with quarterbacks. Like, why did he pick Lance over Fields? Remember we kept having that conversation? We asked that question, Yerk?
Yeah.
Maybe now we know that Kyle Shanahan would not have picked Trey Lance over Justin Fields. Makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
But plenty of rumors out there that, yes, what you're hinting at is absolutely true. That was a decision from ownership.
Yards per attempt, 8.4 with San Francisco in 6 years.
Some of that, though, the yards per attempt is a lot of yak. What's his attended air yards?
I don't know. Whoa, attended air yards. What's AYA? Is that AY?
His
over A? Is that AY
no,
over
that's
A?
That's adjusted A-R, air right? yards. You'd need to look at IAY, intended air yards.
I don't have those on here, Carm. I just have adjusted yards gained per pass attempts.
I get it. Hold on. 8.2. Advanced, kid. You got to go to advanced. 6.6 intended air yards.
Man.
That's not good.
What does that mean?
He doesn't throw the ball down the field.
Sure,
he's afraid to throw it down the field.
Is he?
Yes.
Where was
last year.
Oh, where was the tight end when he hit him down the field? Was he behind everybody?
The throw was behind him, too.
Well, it was away from the defenders, was it not?
I don't want to argue about Jimmy because I like Jimmy. I don't think
he's
great.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like you do.
No, I do. I think.
I mean, it seems like, geez, you know, that they had to settle for Jimmy Garoppolo and all he does is win games.
It is amazing that Shanahan, like, basically only wins when Garoppolo's playing and he still has tried.
It's pretty glaring. I mean, it's right.
Oh, my God. It's incredible, bro.
It's beyond the point of being obnoxious is what it is.
Did you see the final touchdown that George Kittle scored last night?
No. The one that made it 30. What was the final? 38?
10.
That 38? I did not. 31, I was out.
He catches it, jogging. He's running down the sideline. At the 5-yard line, two Arizona defenders clearly could have either knocked him out of bounds or tackled him. They both stepped away, and Aikman went nuts.
Oh, God. Well, Arizona's a hot mess. Their defense has been a mess.
One of them, I think, was James Conner. James Conner was down on the 5-yard line or something and just went away from him.
No, that was
an interception. Yeah. I was looking at the wrong thing.
I'll show you the replay in the break, Carm. Both could have tackled him, and they didn't.
Yeah. It's kind of like, did he pull the Cairo Santos?
Yes, they did. You want a legitimate complaint about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Sure.
Interceptions and ball security.
Okay.
That is a legitimate complaint about Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right.
When he's in the pocket, he gets
nightmare interceptions in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, who hasn't thrown nightmare interceptions in the playoffs? When you get to the playoffs, Yurko nightmare defense. Interceptions happen.
There's nothing better than Yurko defense.
My heavens. It's like a miracle. I mean, you remember, only one team wins the championship. Every other team ends the season in a loss, guys.
I love
it. You do realize that, I hope.
I love it.
Charlie, now, some of these young kids don't realize that.
They don't know. Charlie,
they think five teams end the season on a winning note.
Charlie, you think five teams win the Super Bowl?
Only one team ends on a winning note, guys.
I love it.
And usually,
line them up,
when
them
you
go.
Lose, a team, when it goes bad. But it's legitimate. It's when he throws his interceptions, and they seem silly at times when he throws them. And when he gets strip sacked, and the ball's just out there. So ball security is a legitimate complaint about him and some of the frivolous interceptions that he's thrown over the course of time.
Jimmy's a very good quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo's career quarterback rating is 99.7.
Yeah.
We would kill for that here.
Of course you would.
I mean, come on. I don't mean to suggest that he's not good.
Well, in a city where you've never had a quarterback worth salt.
Please. I know he's a good quarterback.
In a city that you would think that he was the greatest quarterback in the world, in this city, where quarterbacks are crap.
Please. I mean, it's not even close.
Okay,
you're right.
But that's what I'm saying.
But at the same time, if you were to tell me Jimmy's going to do something that's going to cost them a return trip or a Super Bowl, I'd probably be like, yeah, I could see that.
What did Jim Kelly do?
They lost four Super Bowls.
Didn't he cost his team in each and every one of those Super Bowls?
And he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and he's a Hall of Famer. Didn't Jim Kelly kill his team in the playoffs?
Yurko Moore.
And yet people want to go ahead and anoint him right next to Jesus at the pearly gates, and he's the guy letting everybody in. Come
Yurko,
on.
More deserving of Canton, Devin Hester or Jimmy Garoppolo?
Neither.
All right, I thought I'd get you to take the bait.
Right, but neither deserved to be in Canton.
I wish we had a quarterback with a career quarterback rating of 99.7.
Josh Cribbs or Leon Washington? Who belongs in?
Leon Washington.
Corduroy Patterson.
Cordero Patterson at this point. 99.7, Yerk.
Yeah.
And we're always kind of like, well, Jimmy's good, but I'm just as guilty of it. But he is very good.
I know.
There's no doubt he's very good.
Because he's so strikingly handsome, people think he should just become the next George Clooney.
Well, he's something.
Ocean 16.
Ocean 16.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, too. I just jotted down a few things before the show. I figured we'd talk about the Niners. What are they now? They're 6-4.
I believe so.
I'll tell you what. At 6-4, Yerk, I wouldn't want to play them in the NFC playoffs.
No.
The 49, if they stay healthy, which for them is like, they're like the
they're
White
good.
Sox.
Yeah, defensively, they're good.
Oh, my God, Yerk. They can't stay healthy. If they stay healthy, are you ready?
Yeah.
They've got 7 games left. They are now a plus 63 in scoring differential. That's third best in the NFC behind Dallas and Philly. The Niners have a better yards differential than both Dallas and Philly. They're a plus 788, Yurko. Plus 788.
Yes.
They're also tied for fourth in the NFL in yards per play. They're allowing the second fewest yards per play in the NFL on defense. And their defense is top 10 in sacks and points per game allowed. They've got a healthy George Kittle right now, if he can stay that way. Brandon Ayuk keeps getting better. Debo Samuel. Doesn't matter who their running backs are. They'll find a way to run it.
Yeah.
That is a scary, dangerous team if they stay healthy come playoff time. I would not, any team in the NFC, nobody wants to run into San Francisco. I'm telling you that. Nobody. They could very easily, Yerk, go back to the Super Bowl if they stay healthy. And Jimmy G could come in and save their season. You're right. In April, we would have probably thought, well, there's no way Jimmy will even be on the roster in San Francisco.
Well, he wasn't. He's lucky. Not he's lucky. They're lucky. He didn't just want to go. Well, they couldn't trade him,
Right, right.
Yeah. And then
they were going to wait.
He was going to bait him and wait till they let him go. And they said, well, we'll come at you with a contract offer. Then he gets lost in the second game.
Right.
Trey Lance gets lost in the second game, and they got lucky.
Unbelievable.
If I'm Jimmy G, I'm just like, I play it out. It happens, whatever happens. Whatever happens in the playoffs, because they're going to get there.
Oh,
whatever happens in the playoffs is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then why would I want to do anything with the San Francisco 49ers at all?
I don't think he would.
Right. It's up to them. Franchise me. I'm not agreeing to anything.
Can you imagine?
Franchise me and pay me the average of the top 10 quarterbacks. If not, let me go.
We'll take a quick break. We could take some phone calls. Most dangerous threats for the NFC teams, if you want to talk Bears. 312-332-ESPN. Yes, Merck.
Do fans just want Justin Fields shut down for the year? They've had enough. Don't want to see him get hurt.
Oh, that's already a yes. We've heard that twice already with two callers.
Yeah.
I don't want to see him shut down for the year. Do you want Justin shut down for the year? Would you like to continue his development?
Can I tell you how long it takes for a dislocated shoulder to heal?
But what if he's healed?
If you want to get that vacuum in there?
Well, if he's got a dislocated shoulder.
We don't know. We've got to wait till Wednesday because the great Eberflus has decided that Wednesday's the earliest he can inform anybody about anything.
But I believe in what you said. The development stops if he's shut down for the rest of the year. I don't think I want that to happen.
You can do some on film, but you've got to know what you're looking at on film.
All right, we can knock that around. You want Fields shut down for the rest of the year. 312-332-ESPN. We'll be right back.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Don't let me have any more pizza here.
It's good.
Yeah, take it upstairs. It's so good. All right, tomorrow, hang with us. Football Friday and a Wednesday. We're out and about, kicking off the long holiday weekend, getting ready for Thanksgiving and football. We will be at the Twin Peaks in Oak Brook Terrace tomorrow, noon until 2:30. Matt's in South Carolina with Carmen and Yurko. Hello, Matt.
Hey, I just wanted to remind Yurko.
You?
Yurk, brother, how you doing, brother?
Doing good.
How much you loved Jimmy G before the draft, and how much you wanted the Bears to draft him.
Mm. Saw him play twice, live.
Yeah,
live,
I
saw him play.
Do you guys know who the Bears took in the second round with the 51st pick before the Patriots took Jimmy G with the 62nd pick?
What year?
2014.
2014, Ryan Pace, second year.
Would that have been, or was that still, I'm thinking that's still Phil Emery.
Is it?
Yeah, 15.
Still Emery?
15 was probably the first year. And Matt, thank you for the call,
buddy. Go ahead, Charlie, you got a guess.
Was it Will Sutton?
No.
The defensive tackle from Arizona State?
No. Nope. Not a bad guess.
Give me a position.
Defensive, your position. Defensive tackle.
Defensive tackle. I don't know.
You got any ideas?
Not a one.
I know.
Well, you guys don't. No, because he started one game in the NFL.
Oh, boy.
No, Dan Bazine was with Jerry Angelo.
No, Dan Bazine was terrible. That was Jerry Angelo. Dan Bazine was bad. Ego Ferguson. Remember that name?
Yeah.
Remember that? Ego Ferguson. You know why I'm always complaining how the Patriots have drafted more quarterbacks in the last 10 years than the Bears? It's nonsense like that.
Ego.
I wanted to say a different word, but.
Eagle
starts
Ferguson.
S. I'd say it during crosstalk.
That was 2014, right?
2014.
That was Emery's last year.
That's what I thought. Emery's last year. Pace's 15 was the first year. Eagle Ferguson. Meantime, Tom Brady is playing his way to the Hall of Fame and be the greatest quarterback ever. What do they do in the second round?
They draft the quarterback.
Jimmy Garoppolo. The Patriots have drafted more quarterbacks since 2010 than the Chicago Bears. It makes no sense, people. Bad business, as Bruce Arians would say. Bad business.
And dare I say, the quarterbacks they drafted might be better than anything the Bears drafted.
Yes.
Jimmy, Jacoby Brissett.
Brissett's no good. I would argue on that.
Who's the other guy they traded?
Those are the only two I think. Ryan Mallett.
Might not be any good, but Carm, our guy was no good. The guy we had here, Mitch Trubisky, was no good.
Yeah, I thought you meant, at least Justin's giving us some hope. I mean, at least, like.
Yeah, but hope.
I see what you're saying.
It's unrealized hope right now. He's giving us hope, but we haven't realized anything yet.
The other two are better than Trubisky, without
yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
I mean, Jimmy G certainly is, and probably Brissett, too, although Brissett's not very good.
No.
The last 2 weeks, the Browns have been hot poo-poo in their pants in the second half of game. He's no good. They can't wait to get. You know, as messed up as the whole situation is, you know, you see why these teams do things like this, why they're so willing. Well, forgive and forget, because their bottom line is winning. And Deshaun Watson's probably going to help them win. Because I don't know what's going on with their defense, actually. It
sure
stinks right now. But Deshaun Watson probably helps them win. And the other guy's not going to help them win. And that's why these teams will sell their souls.
Right. Is that this year? Is that now, this week, or next week?
2 weeks. Two more weeks. Well, next weekend, Yurko, week 13. Yeah, so after this weekend's games, he is back. And wouldn't you know it, the schedule makers, on accident, scheduled the Browns to play in Texas.
Interesting the way that works.
It was an accident, though, Yurko.
Yeah.
No, we don't have any idea. What do you mean?
I have a feeling he'll be in some sort of shape, too. So he'll be able just to step in. Yeah, he'll just be able to step in and play.
Unbelievable. Texans will be sitting on one win going into next week. Oh, yeah, he's going to play, right?
Well, they're winning the quarterback derby.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Yurko.
So who's the best player coming out in all sports? The hockey guy is a legit stud.
That's what they say, Connor Bedard.
So Connor Bedard, whoever gets him, is a real winner. Basketball-wise.
Wembanyama is.
Wembanyama is a legitimate stud.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to be, they're hitting the lottery. Whoever gets him is hitting the lottery.
It's never 100%.
In the NFL?
CJ Stroud? I don't know. Bryce Young?
I mean, are you really, what are you hitting right there? Are you hitting the lottery? Are you maybe hitting the one that gives you $2,000 a week for 2 years, you know?
I don't know.
What kind of lottery are you exactly hitting there?
I love your question. Should we poll that? Your coach just on the fly came up with a great poll question.
I'm here for you.
Like, which sports presumptive number one? Is CJ the presumptive number one, or is Bryce?
I think it's right now, at least it's Bryce, but Bryce is tiny. So this could very well change between January.
Will it be Will Anderson?
Well, it's still a great question. So I think you should put the question out there and put either one of the two in the football one, and then put the other ones and see what people vote on.
Merck, text Kuiper real quick and just ask him. Say, hey, the guys are talking about some big picture stuff. Who would you say is the number one pick right now? Just to see. We'll go off of Mel's big board, Merck, okay? Merck will text Mel. Mel will get right back to us. He likes us.
I checked out Australia's, too. They're getting ready to do national anthems right now, Australia, France. They've got a couple Croats, a couple Serbs, a couple of Bosnians, and a Turk on their team.
And a Turk?
Yeah.
Don't mess with
the
Turk.
So you've got the melting pot, in Australia playing soccer for the national team.
Most famous Turk in movie history. Go.
For Turk in movie history?
Yes.
Kaiser Soze.
Not Kaiser Soze.
By the way, CBS News broke that Kevin Spacey is Kaiser Soze.
What?
Well, I don't know if you saw the news the other day. They said the Hunter Biden thing is legitimate. The computer 2 years later. So people have been cracking jokes on the internet that said
funny.
Kaiser Soze. CBS News broke Kaiser Soze is actually Kevin Spacey.
That's pretty funny.
So
Kevin Spacey
I've been laughing.
Kaiser Soze.
I mean, there have been such great ones that have been out there.
The best Turk is Salozzo, the Turk. They call him
Salozzo.
In The Godfather. That's the best.
But Kaiser Soze was a Turk too, wasn't he?
I think he was Hungarian.
Hungarian?
Right? Yeah, he was Hungarian, not Turkish.
Neighbors of Turkey?
Neighbors.
Maybe?
Who's the best neighbor from Turkey in movie history? Kaiser Soze. We'll be back in 2 minutes.